Today I Got Time family, what's good, y'all? First and foremost, happy new year to everybody. It's 2020. I've been seeing on Facebook and Instagram that, you know, 2020 vision. I think that's pretty cool. Mainly, man, I've been seeing a lot of motivated people talking, you know, about moving forward, man. Like, you know, making it happen. And I mean, I know it's pretty common throughout every new year, but it seemed like everybody really, really something about this 2020, man. So, look, I'm with it, man, because I'm right here with you. I'm running right beside you. So, so I'm like a week in. Well, we a week in within this new year, and I really want to recap my last weekend, because that's really what it's about. I was trying to get it out earlier. So as y'all know, football fans know, it was playoff. It was the finals, and I think we were watching Clemson and who, Oklahoma? Yeah, and I think LSU and who else? LSU and somebody played. No, LSU and Clemson played, I think. Or somebody played. Anyway, we were watching the finals. Is that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know I had a good time because I was really like, but so we was watching the finals, man. I pulled up on my one of my old head guys. Like, I really hung out with the old heads like last weekend, with the exception of my brother Therese. And you know, we just had a good time, man. If you know me personally, I don't really get out that much, you know, for obvious reasons. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I don't think going out's the same, to be honest. You know, the young boys, you know, they done took the spotlight. You know, they shooting up the club. You know, we done seen a lot of crazy stuff going, and we've been a part of a lot of that craziness too. So I just decided, you know, over time to fall back on the whole club scene. I don't really go out too much, and that's even hanging out. Like, you invite me to something, chances are I might not show up, unfortunately, because I know it's not even the best thing to talk about, but that's just where I've been at. So, to get out, man, it was really cool. My girl always tells me, you know, that I'm like a social being, and, you know, people like to talk to me, and, you know, I like to talk to them, I guess. But, yeah, I'm learning that, you know, she was right about that. So, you know, we had a good time, man. You know, as soon as I stepped out, you know, I was able to enjoy it. So, you know, we had a few drinks, talked some junk, you know, playoff type ish. And, and I left, got up out of there, you know, at the peak. But, so this episode is mainly going to be about, you know, my last weekend, because there's some takeaways, and I want to relate it actually to this book that I read called Frequency by Penny Pierce. And, you know, those that know Frequency, you know, you can relate, you know, a lot of books to it, like The Law of Attraction, The Secret, The Alchemist in a lot of ways, which all these books I just named, I really recommend. The takeaway really came through with, like, just, you know, the environment that you keep yourself in. Like, that's what I really want to talk about, like, physically and mentally. Like, crazy things happen, like, when you put yourself in a situation, like, that's aligned with what you're trying to do, you know, in the future, man. And keep it G, I'm just going to give you like a quote from the book. Like, so it's being stuck in negativity is caused by four things: low personal vibration, improper use of willpower, not working harmoniously with waves and cycles, and not being fully present and aware in each moment. And I just want to go into that for a little second, man, because it's true. Like I said, being stuck in negativity is caused by these four things: low personal vibration, and we all know what that is. because, you know, if it's frequency that we're talking about, you know, you want to keep yourself on a higher vibration because that'll attract higher things for you. You know what I'm saying? In contrast, low will bring you low. Like, we see this every day with, you know, case study, gossip. And the saying that we all know too well, misery loves company. All right? And it's true, man. Have you ever just been around some negative people and you ended up joining into that negativity and now your vibe low? You don't even, shit, you don't, I mean, excuse my French, but you barely know how to dang continue your day because you done allowed yourself to stoop to a level that you weren't really supposed to be on. But now you're on that level, so now you're just coasting for the rest of the day trying to, because you, low personal vibration. I feel like I couldn't even explain that one better. So, another one, improper use of willpower. That's also key because, you know, I think we learned about willpower, what, like super early in grade school? Excuse me. But improper use of willpower. So, you know, we learned, like I said, in grade school, things like, okay, yeah, I will not eat this cookie. Or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Whatever it can apply to. And most of it's in the form of like, no, I won't do drugs or, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. But you can flip that and, you know, also bring into effect like what you will do. You know what I mean? We always hear about it in the field of what we want and what we can refrain from doing. Like, oh yeah, that's building your willpower, but what will you do? You know what I'm saying? I will work out today. You know what I mean? You know, you can mix it however you want to, but and hey, I might be wrong, y'all. I'm just really taking this quote and trying to dissect it for myself. So, hey, yo, if you feel like I'm wrong, that's cool, man. I'm just giving you what I got and not working harmoniously with waves and cycles. So, if how can I explain this one? I think it's like a kind of go with the flow type of thing, especially when, you know, things are going right, I guess. I had a way I was going to break that down, but okay, hold, here we go. Okay, so I read this book called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Dynamite, and I did a brief podcast about that in my earlier episodes. So, okay, so say you got your dreams and your aspirations and all that. So you know exactly what you want to be, and I don't really mean to make this too religious, but okay, so, you know, it's like God consciousness in a way, like, you know, that's in tune with your dreams and your aspirations. And because it's really your higher self that knows that you want to be this person, right? So on the other end of that is the devil. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever been in a situation where you just like, okay, I'm going to do this. And you already put it out into the universe. That, you know, this is what you're going to do. And then boom, something comes and knock you right off that course or tries to. You know what I'm saying? So, and often, you know, and a lot of times we end up letting whatever that thing is. It can be something small, such as social media. You know what I'm saying? You can be like, hey, I'm going to devote today to, you know, planning my life out. And then, boom, you end up scrolling for like 2-3 hours and now you're off track. You know what I'm saying? So don't take that light and you got to be aware to that. So your day could go, boom, hey, I'm going to do this today. And you start doing that. And then, you know what I'm saying, just work with that, be in harmony with, you know what I'm saying, with that wavelength or that frequency that you're trying to be on. Don't, you know, let that deter you or steer you off track. So, and lastly, and not being fully present and aware in each moment. And we already know what that is. My weekend, the one I'm talking about, for example, it wouldn't have went like it would have if I was on my phone throughout the whole time. And me and my girl, we go out, eat. And we notice people be doing the same thing. It's like, yo, they're not even talking. They both on their phones, man. It's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? If I was on my phone, playoff weekend, or the particular Saturday I'm talking about, I would have missed out on so much information. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been ridiculous. I wouldn't even had the gems that I have right now if I wasn't present in that moment. Like, my phone wasn't even, you know what I mean, on me. My girl actually had to call Therese to reach me, and that's cool because I was just so in tune with what was going on around me. So those are the four things, man, that kind of would leave you stuck in negativity if you were, you know what I mean, or if you weren't aligned with those. So yeah, so that ties into me before, you know, the weekend I'm speaking on. So, you know, I went pen and pad. I went balls to the wall and said, hey, this is what I want to do in my life. I just want to try it out, man. This is where I'm at currently, and I'm going to try it out. I'm not going to tell y'all right now because, you know, I still got a, you know, still got a few kinks and stuff that I got to work out. But this is what I'm going to do. So yeah, I went pen and pad, you know, wrote everything down. And the crazy thing was, like, the day after I wrote my goals down, an old friend of mine from, you know, from high school, he reached out to me, and he was like, hey, you know, I see what you're doing, and I want to help you, you know, make a little bit of extra cash on the side. And I'm like, okay, boom, shot me his number. Called him up and, you know, just, you know, listen to him out. And it was vital, man. It was, the conversation was so deep, I didn't take it for coincidence. It was like, yo, this, how did you even know what I was just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. Like, it was super crazy. Like, you would never expect it, man. Yeah, and even, you know, the podcast that I normally listen to, it almost seemed like it was, you know, aligned with what I was trying to do. So it was really like I was on a whole crazy wavelength 2 weeks ago, man. Like, it was crazy. And that led up to actually that weekend. You know what I'm saying? So when, you know, we're just there and we're vibing, and then the conversation comes back up and I'm getting like super gems off of what, you know, my friend told me, plus some from, you know, from an older perspective. Cause like my mentor said, yo, it's always great to talk to older people, people that's on your level and people that's below your level. You know what I mean? Lower, because you can see the mistakes they made and you can visually, like, you know what I mean, take a lot from people that's on a level lower than you. And it's not saying that you're above anybody, you know what I'm saying, because we're all just here, people that's, you know, level with you to keep you grounded in a way, you know what I'm saying, so you can see where you at. And people that's above you, for one, that's where you're not at, that's where you're trying to be. And in a way, they always have regrets as well, so you can kind of learn, you know, it's just a learning, life is a learning experience in general, man. So it's just how you take it. So, you know, everything led to last weekend, and, you know, they gave me that. So, you know, like I said, they put me on that same game, and they went into further detail, and I was like, man, free game. I wish I had my pen and my pad with me. So it was crazy. And even when I got home, I wrote a few things down, because I really didn't want to let, like, all of that, like, leave my mind, because It was definitely a given and a godsend that happened. And, you know, I'll never forget it, man. And, you know, it's all love. And that's why I really wanted to pass it on to y'all, because I think it's critical that, you know, frequency, like, your frequency is as high as it can possibly be, you know, in this game of life. And whatever you do, you know, even at work, man, like, just keep it up there, because great things are going to happen to you if you, for one, you know, stay on a high frequency, be positive, and be genuine about it. And I think that's what, you know, splits the successful and the unsuccessful. You know what I'm saying? Like, because all of us want to be, you know, something bigger than what we are right now. You know, no matter what we're doing. And we can be. It's just like I came back that, you know, that book, I'll Win the Devil. It's like, are you genuine and are you, like, solid enough to say, hey, boom, I'm not going to let anything steer me off of that path. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to be almost, that's, chances are that's going to be the first thing that happens on your path to success. And this, yo, I'm not there yet. And I'm just, like I said, I'm running right beside you. I'm trying to make it too. But it seems like when you put yourself on that path, and if you're, like, super solid about it, and, you know, like, you, yo, I'm full speed ahead with it, but patient at the same time, good things will work for you, man. Like, it's crazy, man. And you, I mean, also, you got to make the action to it, because like I was talking with my godparents today, like, I don't believe in optimism. I don't think, well, I think it's great to be optimistic, but I don't think optimism helps you do anything. Like, you, wishful thinking is just wishful thinking at the end of the day. It doesn't really move any type of mountains. You got to actually, you know, put in the groundwork. So yeah, man, I'm gonna leave y'all with that, man. And it's really just good vibes. I just, you know, going into 2020, just, you know, like, and like I said on my last podcast, you know, a lot of time I'll be talking to myself, you know, and a lot of stuff I listen to my own podcast. So I come back and be like, yo, that was pretty deep. So, you know, that's just where we at. So let's just keep those vibes high, man, because I'm sure we all gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that deep. And I actually noticed that, like, it wasn't nothing that just happened and I didn't pay any attention. It was, like, happening. And I was like, whoa, what is this? This is surreal. This is crazy. So I'm going to pass it on, as, you know, as I do with all good information, especially amongst my peers. So, you know, that's it. That's all I got, man. That's my time. Thank you for listening. I believe we're 7 episodes deep, so, you know, keep the vibes high this year, and we're going to do great things, man. Stay tuned. I'm going to try to bring out some more content. And just love all year, man. Peace.